This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled to be joined today by Cindy Bowe. Cindy is a remarkable leader at Nemours Children's Hospital in Delaware, and we'll talk about what she's doing, her role, strategy, and some of the other efforts. Cindy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you so much, Scott, and to the Becker's team. My name is Cindy Bowe. I'm the Senior Vice President of the Delaware Valley Strategy and Business Development at Nemours Children's Health System. So thank you so much for that, that opportunity. I also wear another hat right now, which is the Enterprise Leader for DRIVE, which is Diversity, Anti-Racism, Inclusion, Value, and Equity, a strategy that really starts to look at patient equity, social justice, diversity and inclusion here at Nemours.
And thank you very much. And talk about your sort of talk about Nemours for a moment, a few points of pride in Nemours Children's and so forth.
Sure thing. I'll start off with who we are. So Nemours Children's Health is the only integrated multi-state, multi-hospital, and multi-site children's health system. Wherever Nemours is, all of Nemours is really captured in this system, this ecosystem. We are an employed physician organization with nearly 900 subspecialists caring for more than 1.9 million children annually across all of our sites. And so we have medical care in five states, including the Mid-Atlantic and Florida, through two freestanding state-of-the-art children's hospitals. So they include Nemours Alfred I. DuPont Hospital for Children in Wilmington, Delaware, and Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida. And our pediatric network, which includes about 80 primary care, urgent care, and specialty care practices, which really include also our partnerships where we have 40 or so hospitalists serving about 19 affiliated hospitals. We are committed as an academic pediatric system to the tripartite mission of clinical care, research, and education, and have currently over 900 active research projects across our campuses. All in all, we are committed to children's health, particularly population health, and redefining what children's health means so that we can create the healthiest generation of children. Scott, you had asked me three quick points of pride of Nemours, and if I may, it really is aligned with our strategy and our vision, which is advocating always for the creation of the healthiest generations of children. We create the environment of inclusive excellence, valuing all associates and empowering them to achieve the healthiest generations of children. So ensuring patient equity and social justice, for example, which is going to be the focus today. And then finally, working on payment reform so that we can actually get paid for health versus health care.
And take a moment and talk about how you look at strategy. How do you look at strategy at Nemours? You're in multiple states. You're one of the only multi-state children's health systems. How do you guys look at strategy? How do you think about strategy?
That's an excellent question, considering we are in the process of concluding and about to implement a bold new strategic plan and rebranding. So I will say that when we think about our strategy, we really look at it from strategic pillars and imperatives or foundational imperatives. So what that means is that there are five strategic pillars, which we look at, and three foundational imperatives. And the strategic pillars include health value and equity, academic preeminence, clinical preeminence, national reputation and impact, and of course, financial sustainability. And then when you look across, in order to enable those pillars, those strategies to work across those five pillars, foundationally, we need to make sure that our imperatives are in place, and they include talent and culture, systemness, because we have multiple sites, and of course, the most important in my mind is the voice of the child and family, because everything that we do goes back to our children and our families.
And take a moment, Cindy, and talk about your career journey, how you ended up at Nemours, what a great place it's been for you, and so forth.
Well, that's a great question. I would say that my journey has been somewhat circuitous. in different ways, and I think many can relate to that, but all in all has been in healthcare. So I grew up and was born in New York City, and really thinking about what I wanted to do early on, and that was to be able to really transform health. Early on in my career, even in my high school and college years, I was exposed to healthcare internships, for example, that led me to where I am today. I have spent most of my career really in a number of different industries, but all in all, really encompassing healthcare. So those include being in the provider space, like hospitals and health systems, being in the payer space by working with insurance companies, looking at pharmaceuticals and biotechs. I've actually taken a stint in pharma as well. And then most recently, before I came to Nemours, really combining all of those by taking roles in mergers and acquisitions within healthcare. So I started mostly in consulting companies like Deloitte, and at the time Booz Allen, and found my way through ways of, you know, taking a much deeper role within industry. So I also had a career in pharmaceuticals at Novartis. And then when I thought about it, when I finally was in my sort of mid-30s, where I worked looking at mergers and acquisitions, where it really is a wonderful way to think about permutations in healthcare, I decided that the next chapter of my life would be spent within pediatrics, which is something new that at that time I did not have the experience yet. And so when I found Nemours, the opportunity to lead strategy and business development, I took it. So 6 years ago, I came to Nemours, and it has been the ride of my life. And partially because of the work that, you know, we have in strategy and I love doing, that I was, you know, basically groomed and trained to lead. But most importantly, it's really making an impact in children's health. And as a mother of two, you know, I always felt like if there was anything that I can do to really change the future, change the course for our next generation, I would. And that's not just only looking at healthcare, but also looking at health and well-being of children.
And talk for a moment about the leadership at Nemours, because Nemours got a great leadership culture, very compassionate about children's health and about population health. Talk a little bit about pride in leadership at Nemours.
Sure. I think that our leadership team has just been phenomenal at aligning on that mission and vision, right? So again, to be able to cultivate and create generations of children's health, and really thinking about how we want to do that tactically and practically. So our leadership team has always, you know, rounded around the three points, if you will, if I just may use the sort of the groupings of three, right? Our leaders have always been innovative, resilient, and dedicated. They've led all of our associates in this past year in 2020 through COVID-19, as well as some of the social injustice work that has been going around in and around the country. And so really our leadership team is innovative, and they continue to stay dedicated and committed to these massive topics that we are managing and dealing with as a nation. The leadership team is also very committed to preparing for implementation of change. And that is, you know, when we think about going from healthcare to health, or looking at population health, or really embarking on value-based care and driving that national reputation, our leaders have really, really rallied around that and continue to advance some of the most innovative things around telehealth, around building clinically integrated network. We have one here in Delaware called the Delaware Children's Health Network. And then also making sure that our associates are also being taken care of. That's why Drive started, the initiative around inclusion and equity. And so when we think about our leaders, it's not who they are that really defines them, it's what they do and the impact that it that they have created. And last but not least, I think because of our disparate geographies, we span, you know, across multiple states, as I mentioned, five different states, we really value our human capital, right? So we value our, you know, our physicians, our nurses, our respiratory therapists, all the way to, you know, our administrators and our, what I call EVS or environmental services staff. We really, really want to make sure that Our leaders are committed to every single associate here. And so we value the human capital that allow us to be able to achieve our mission and vision. So I would say that it's been an honor to continue to learn from those like Dr. Larry Moss, who is our enterprise CEO, as well as our regional CEOs, both in Florida and in the Delaware Valley. So Robert Bridges for Florida and Mark Mumford in the Delaware Valley. And they have been a tremendous leadership team who has led us through the most challenging circumstances that we all faced last year and will continue to face in the foreseeable future.
Cindy, I want to thank you for what you do and for joining us today. Thank you very much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you, Scott and team.